This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. If one hospital procedure is a signature of the COVID-19 era, it's intubation. Intubation is the insertion of a plastic tube down a patient's throat to connect them with a ventilator that can help them breathe. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg spoke with a leading Boston intensive care physician about how doctors are using this potentially life-saving treatment.
Dr. Daniel Talmor oversees anesthesia and critical care at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Right now, that includes more than 80 COVID-19 patients in intensive care. He says the staff generally tries first to sustain patients with extra oxygen they can breathe through their noses, and they lay the patients on their bellies, which can help with oxygen absorption.
But when we start to see the patient struggle to breathe rapidly, to breathe deeply, that's when the patients start to injure their own lungs with breathing. And at that point, we intubate, and we don't let them stay a long time struggling like that, because we think that the effort actually injures your lungs.
The intubation process involves inserting a plastic tube nearly a foot long down the patient's windpipe, an up-close and therefore risky maneuver.
There's a high likelihood of viral load being sprayed in close proximity to the physician doing the intubation. So that's one of the reasons why anesthesiologists in particular seem to be at high risk for getting COVID-19 from their patients.
So the doctors perform the procedure swathed in protective gear, including N95 masks.
And we do the intubation in such a way that the patients aren't breathing spontaneously and won't cough on you by paralyzing the patients while we're intubating them.
So far, Talmor says no Beth Israel Deaconess anesthesiologists have caught the virus from intubations. In normal times, they would do this procedure on just 2 or 3 patients a day. These are not normal times.
On any given day, we would intubate approximately 10 patients that had COVID-19.
Once on the ventilator, COVID-19 patients often stay on for long stints, even 8 or 9 days.
And we've seen patients, and we still have patients who've been 2 or 3 weeks on the ventilator. That's unusual. That is longer than we typically see.
Ventilators can damage lungs, and they often don't save lives. Studies in China, Europe, and the U.S. find that more than half of COVID-19 patients on ventilators don't make it. Talmor says whether the machines are overemphasized and overused is a rising question in COVID-19 care.
And one that is hotly debated online between critical care physicians.
Doctors around the world are still learning more about the medical specifics of COVID-19. One peculiarity is that very ill patients often have prolonged failure of just the lungs rather than of multiple organs. And the illness seems to affect the lungs differently from a more familiar form of lung failure.
This is really a new type of lung injury that we haven't seen much before.
He emphasizes that doctors are getting better at treating COVID-19, and a fair number of patients do improve enough to have the breathing tube removed, to be extubated.
Of the patients with COVID in our ICUs, I would say that roughly we've extubated 25%.
When that happens, staffers in the busy intensive care units at Beth Israel Deaconess take a moment to celebrate. They gather in the hallways and ring a bell and cheer.
I tell people, you know, this is a war and the ICU is the battlefield. So those are the victories.
Celebrating extubations is a COVID-era custom that's spreading quickly on social media. Some hospitals play extubation music, like the theme from Rocky, and some staffers have even developed extubation dances. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.